I think we're good. Hopefully.
Yeah, you're recording the call. Do the intro, Asher. You get the honors.
Bro, I don't know. You do the intro. I don't know the intro.
Okay, then I'll do the intro. Hi, guys.
Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for this food.
Ghostface, Leatherface,
Jason,
and Jason. happy Halloween from the Heralds, the spookiest podcast. We're going to, well, first, I'm one of your Heralds of Pop Culture, Harrison.
I'm Jacob.
I'm the other, Asher.
Yeah, we're doing this Will list this week, you know, the man that started it all.
Will doesn't care about horror, basically.
He's not a spooky guy.
Our list maker is gone, so we're going to have to add a little most to this one.
Yeah, we might do a little bit of news, you know, because we are the Heralds after all. I don't know if, Asher, if you have any news on you. If not, we can just talk about stuff that's popped up.
Halloween, new ones coming out. New Antlers, it's a Wendigo movie, that one's coming out.
The movies are coming out, yeah, I'm gonna see the movie Antlers. It's Guillermo, I can never say his name right, Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, it's him? Oh, yeah. That's gonna be a good movie.
I like him since he uses practical effects for his monsters, and I prefer, who doesn't prefer practical effects over CG, I don't know.
In other news, my local theater is playing The Shining on Halloween, so...
Ooh.
I feel like that's pretty relevant.
Famous movie that Stephen King hates.
Campus is doing an outdoor Nightmare on Elm Street that I think we're all going to end up going to.
Are they playing the first one?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, you'll be here by Thursday night, right, Asher?
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, you'll be able to go to it with us.
Dude, sweet. Yeah, for sure.
But I mean, we can talk about some news right off the bat. Since it's technically a movie, do we want to talk about the Alec Baldwin thing, or you just want to skim over that?
Well, you're going to be starting on a heavy topic there, bro.
Yes or no, do you want to talk about it?
I say we'll bring it up. So basically, what movie were they filming
for? It was a movie called Rust.
Basically, was it a real gun or was it a prop
gun?
Me and Declan were talking about like how does that happen with a prop gun?
The prop master handed Alec Baldwin the gun and said it was a fake. It wasn't real, but there was a live round in it because it was apparently there's been a bunch of people leaving the set because it's very unpoorly. Like people were getting paid back, so people left, and so you know there's a lot
it's
of stuff.
Kind of a mess in production.
Right. And when you work with prop guns, there's a lot of steps I have to go through to make sure it's, you know, safe and blah, blah, blah. And those steps weren't taken. And I still don't know how you get from A to Z, like how you get from how did a live round end up on set in the first place.
You think it would be self-explanatory, you know, simple gun safety, even if it's supposed to be a prop, no matter what, you know, go through gun safety. Yeah. It's not loaded. Make sure there's even no magazine in it, especially if they're just shooting practice shots.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
There's no need for that. No need for unneeded risk.
Yeah, but what happened was a tragedy. It resulted in the death of the... I don't think it was the director. Was it the director of photography?
Head of cinematography.
Head of cinematography. I don't know her name, but she tragically died, which is obviously not good. And it resulted in the injury of the director of the movie, right?
Yeah, because he was standing behind her.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's terrible. We, of course, thoughts go out to the family, but also to Alec Baldwin because...
Yeah. He's helping them, like, you know, he's helping them mourn and everything. He's being very
involved
with them, which is good on his part.
People are making connections to The Crow back in the 90s when something similar happened on the set of The Crow with Bruce Lee's son.
Yeah. I wonder how long it's going to take for conspiracy theories about this one to start rising up.
I don't know. But yeah, it's terrible. It's type of news we don't normally cover on here, but it is a movie news.
Yes, it is. Another news, Dune came out.
Dune did come out on streaming and on theaters. I mean, of course, if you can, go see it on theaters, but I think most of us are all just watching it on HBO Max. But it does seem like a type of film you should probably see in theaters.
After seeing it on HBO Max, I'm definitely going to go watch it in theaters sometime. That is like that movie, even if you don't like the plot, audio and visually, it is an experience that is unlike any other.
Soundtrack is really unique and sounds really good, and the visuals are amazing.
It's good to
really like when they go like that. That was pretty cool, I thought.
It got a sequel announced already, which is good because I hear it's very much a part one of two.
Oh, yeah. I think as a, there was this YouTuber I was watching, he referred to it as all foreplay and no finish, so.
All foreplay.
And I think that is a pretty accurate description to the movie.
Yeah. All-star cast, that's the main reason I'm going to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of big names.
Speaking of all-star casts, Eternals initial reviews have been coming out.
When's that? How are those? I have not read those.
So not this Friday, but next Friday.
Next Friday.
So like a week and like 2 days. So it's currently sitting at, I think, a 72 on Rotten Tomatoes, which as far as Marvel movies are concerned, if you know how Rotten Tomatoes and Marvel works, if it's like everything gets like an 80 to 90 to even 100. Like if it, really if it's Marvel, scores. It's like weird that it's getting so low. It is a 72, which isn't bad, but like Marvel, that's, you know, and all reviews basically say, you know, like it's the most different Marvel movie because like it's so in depth. And, like, I bet it's not as in-depth as people are saying. Like, I'm sure you're just – I'm sure it still feels like a Marvel movie.
Yeah. Very – well, at least from what we've seen in the footage, it doesn't seem like it's going to be much different.
I'm sure people are going to be quippy.
Oh, yeah. We've seen – we've already seen footage of the quippiness.
Right. So –
yeah.
That doesn't – my excitement. I don't know about you guys, but I'm still excited to see it.
I want to see it for sure. It does seem, even in the trailers, it seems like the most different Marvel movie we've gotten.
Right. And it definitely, like, shot the most different. Like, it looks filmed very...
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the Space God stuff.
Yeah. And, I mean, there's, like, at least 4 or 5 actors I really like in it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think I interrupted you, Geller. What were you saying, though?
Good. I was just saying that I wasn't... This isn't, like... a Marvel project I'm super excited for compared to others, but it shouldn't be too terrible.
I mean, it's wedged, you know, the next film is No Way Home, so.
Mm-hmm.
I would, I'm honestly going to assume, you know, this isn't like, because everyone's been talking about this forever, but I bet like right after Eternals drops, then they'll drop another Spider-Man trailer, because, you know, they don't want to deter the excitement for Eternals dropping another Spider-Man trailer like right now, because then people would just be talking about that and not Eternals.
So I don't think we need another one. They're gonna just want to run into the theaters.
I agree with you. Surprised. I'd rather not see, even though, of course, once again, no confirmation, Toby or Andrew. I'd rather not see Toby and Andrew until I'm sitting in the theater.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Even like actually seeing Green Goblin. Like, we know he's gonna be in it, but like I want to just see him.
There's two pieces of news about that we could talk about.
What is it?
The first one's pretty brief. It's this image that got released by...
Oh, yeah.
It's been used by meme templates. Have you seen the image? It's Spider-Man on the bridge running away from Doc Ock.
No. Could you show it to the camera for me?
I've heard people...
I can't exactly look it up on my phone right now.
Okay. It honestly, when I saw it, I thought it was like an edit, but apparently it is actual real footage. I think, Geller, he's running away from him because it doesn't look like he has his Iron Spider arms. I think Ock just ripped him off, and so now he's like doesn't know what to do, so he's running.
Least favorite version.
Isn't the nanotech suit able to repair itself though?
I don't know.
Depends
on
how many nanobots are in the suit. I don't think it's like Iron Man's Edge suit where it can do that. I don't think there's enough nanobots for it to do that.
And the piece of news is just a rumor, but isn't most of the No Way Home news. It's the Sinister Five, not six. There is no sixth member.
But what?
Yeah, like I hear, like, you know, well, so of course, let's lay down the ones that we know for sure. Goblin.
Ock and Goblin.
Electro.
Maybe Electro.
I think Electro's for sure, because Jamie Foxx is like, I'm in the effing movie, he basically said. Sandman is a big theory, but, you know, it's just because we saw Sand pop up and people said they swear they saw Thomas Hayden Church.
People are also.
Will is saying that in one of the other posters or pictures released, you could see a sand fist in the background or something.
I'm gonna hope Sandman, because I liked Thomas Hayden Church's Sandman.
I haven't seen it. I would prefer just to keep two Maguire villains.
If you don't want to spoil, I mean, if we're okay with spoiling Venom 2, Venom will probably show up in this movie because of the post-credit scene, or it's some capacity.
Even if he's not a big part, he might just show up at the end or in a post-credit scene.
Hopefully he doesn't show up as part of the Sinister Five or Six, right, or whatever we're getting.
It'd be dumb if you do five, right? Because Sony's been itching to do the Sinister Six for like 5 years.
Yeah. It's only five.
Yeah, so I doubt that's true. I'm sure. I want it to be at least one Tom Holland Spider-Man villain. Like, Ultra Mysterio.
Or Scorpion. I want to see more of Scorpion, honestly. Because they really set him up at the end of Homecoming.
I totally agree with you, but like I feel like if you put Scorpion in, he's gonna have no screen time. So I'd rather him like almost like be like in a different Spider-Man.
I want
movie.
More Mysterio.
I want more Mysterio too, and I think even though he died, I think it was very obvious that you can just bring resurrect Mysterio because he was never really real.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still would just prefer the Mysterio thing to just be his last laugh against Spider-Man in the end there.
I get you.
Just keep him in Far From Home.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to see them bring back the whole team as Mysterio because that would really just mess with the whole Sinister Six vibe.
It just seems like, you know, like Mysterio, like his presence is still known in the movie because of what he did at the end. So it almost seems like, you know, by clearing his name, he almost has to like show that Mysterio was an asshole.
Yeah.
But anyway, speaking of Tom Holland, that's a good segue. The Uncharted trailer.
I still don't
Uncharted trailer.
The best pick for the role. I feel like they should have gone with someone a little bolder.
That's the general consensus from the trailer and casting in general. Did you watch the trailer, Ash?
Yeah, I did. It looks like a fun adventure movie, but I also don't know too much about Uncharted, but I've heard that it's like doesn't feel at all like how the games were.
I honestly would have rather had Mark Wahlberg as Nathan Drake.
Yeah, my only thing is that I agree with. I saw someone said, Bryan Cranston would have been a good Sully, like Tucker. The guy that played in Breaking Bad.
Oh yeah.
But anyway, honestly,
you should have just buckled down on Nathan Fillion's Nathan Drake.
Of course, yeah, Nathan Fillion would be great because that did you see that fan short film?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about in that fan thing.
But I mean, it makes sense if you're going to try to make like 4 or 5 of these movies, you know, cause over the next 10 or so years, Tom will age into it.
Yeah, bro, you know, Nathan Fillion ain't going anywhere.
That's true. He ages like a fine wine. He looks pretty good.
He's got that Paul Rudd aging going on.
Yeah. But yeah, just a pretty generic swashbuckling adventure trailer.
Yeah
that little, the car, the crate climbing scene and that, like, coming out of the plane, that looks like it's going to be a really fun sequence.
Yeah, that's straight out of Uncharted 3. So that was a callback to, like, that same set piece happens in the third game.
Nice.
Another piece of, did you see, what's his name got casted as Firefly?
Yes, I don't remember his name, though.
I don't either.
Gosh, I shouldn't know it. He hasn't been big since The Mummy.
Oh, wait, Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser, yeah.
He's Robot Man currently in Doom Patrol.
Yeah, this is going to be his second, like, DC property.
Yeah, and I only watched the first season of Doom Patrol, but he's great as Robot Man.
I need to watch that show still.
It's very trippy. It's fun. But, yeah, that's cool. I mean, Firefly's a cool villain. It's a good fit.
Is that it for news?
That's all I can think of, unless you guys can think of anything new.
I can't.
I think we should get into the spooky topic for today.
Spooky topic. There's a lot of things to cover. What do you want to cover first? I can run you through some things I just jotted down. We can talk about who's the greatest slasher of all time. Which
Jason Voorhees.
I knew Geller was going to say that. We can talk about what's the best classic horror movie, which will go like 80s. No, you know what? Screw it. We're young enough. We'll go 90s and previous. And then best modern horror movie, which, you know, anything from the 2000s.
Like the scariest or just like the one best that story?
If we had to recommend like one horror movie that you have to watch on Halloween.
It's like the only modern horror movie I've seen in the past like 10 years.
We can talk about some horror remakes. We can talk about some horror video games. We can talk about some horror comic book characters, like, of course, Justice League Dark and others. Blade counts. We can talk about best movie monsters.
The Spawn count.
Spawn counts, yeah. He deals with hell, so yeah.
Yeah.
And then we can talk about our favorite Halloween costume we have done in our lives.
Don't worry about
nice.
So,
let's
talk about slashers. Geller, you're most passionate about it. So list off. First, before you get into Jason.
Should I do like a top 3?
Let's do top 5 slashers of all time.
Top 5s? I don't know if I can do 5.
Okay. I can go first.
Yeah.
Number 1, Jason.
Okay.
Number 2, Freddy.
Okay.
Number 3, Michael.
Okay.
And this is where I slow down a little
bit. So Ghostface or Leatherface, really, I'd say.
Sam from Trick or Treat.
Okay.
He's a goofy one. He's kind of funny. And I can go Ghostface for number five.
Okay.
Is Ghostface from Scream?
Yeah, Ghostface is the guy from Scream.
Okay, that's what I thought. Or
world, depending on the movie.
Yeah, there's so many different
Ghostfaces. Like at least two of them in every Scream movie. Two different.
I'm going to do a quick disclaimer. I do not know a lot about horror movies. I've been wanting to get into them, but I just never do.
You can just name your favorite if you can't name five.
Or top two. Three.
All right. Well, I know my number one favorite, just because it's one of the few that I've seen that I really enjoyed, was Freddy. Okay. Freddy Krueger. Dude is sick. And then probably Leatherface.
I like Leatherface too, all right.
I think Leatherface is like one of the few like kind of like actually scary slasher guys.
Yeah.
Like the whole Texas Chainsaw Massacre aesthetic is like, dude.
Yeah, if that guy came at me, I'd be...
It's a scary situation.
Yeah, chainsaw.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, dude. Like, once you go to those, like, haunted houses and stuff, and the guys have the fake chainsaws, I'm like, those things are loud.
Is that why you didn't come to this park with us?
No, there's a lot of... It took me years to build up courage to go to the local, like, our hometown Fort Wayne one. Like, the next level, man. So maybe in, like, my mid-20s, like, the next 3-4 years, you can be like, Harry... Let's go.
Will you come your senior year?
Yeah, you know what? There's a high chance, especially if you get me drunk enough. Anyway.
Nice.
I'll just say my top three. I wanted Geller to say five because that's his thing, but I'll do my top three.
Chucky is my third. He's such a goofy concept.
I'm glad someone said Chucky because he is, you know, you got some. There's some cool, creepy dolls. I know.
Dude, he's such a goober. Like.
One in our friend group that's
he's
not a
fan. He's just a little doll dude that runs around killing people.
We had to convince him to watch Annabelle.
Andrew, our friend Andrew's not the biggest fan of creepy dolls.
Oh, yeah, I'm aware of that one.
But, yeah, I'll do my top three. I'll do number one, Ghostface, just because I like the Scream movie so much. And then I'll do Freddy, because he's unique, because he's funny. And Robert Englund just is Freddy Krueger.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I'll do Jason as number three. So Ghostface, Freddy, Jason, those are my top three slashers.
Nice.
Favorite slasher franchise two is probably Scream. Geller's is Friday the 13th. And then yours is probably Nightmare.
Yeah, I'll probably have to go with Nightmare on Elm Street, just because that's the only one I know that much about.
Yeah.
And also it's got Johnny Depp in it. And yeah,
that was like his first one. Yeah, that was like his breakout role. It's kind of like for Kevin Bacon for the first Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean he did good.
He got sucked into that bed, right?
Yeah,
that's probably one of the most interesting death sequences I've ever seen. He got sucked into the bed, and then just gallons of blood came out. Like
a lot of good practical effects in the first Nightmare.
Oh yeah, they did that one really well too.
I was gonna say, do you want to segue into who has like the best like kill that you can think of in any horror movie?
Like slasher or just in general?
I would say slashers are known for their kills more than like a supernatural horror character, you know. It's not like in the Conjuring movies, like anyone gets killed brutally.
Jeez.
My favorites from Jason is the sleeping bag.
That's a good the one from the one we just watched where he smacks it.
Yep.
There's one that one, favorites. Then there's the one in Jason X where they call back to that where he has two of them and I think he just smacks them together. That's a really good one.
Jeez. Oh my god, I don't know enough about. I have not seen enough slasher films to list off my favorite kill.
A really good Freddy one is the puppet one.
That's a good one. Yeah.
That one looks like it hurts.
Have you seen any of the Saw movies, Asher? Because they have a lot of good kills in the Saw movies.
Oh my god, I haven't seen them, but I do know some about them. Like I know there was like that swinging like axe thing that just chopped this guy in half slowly.
The pendulum. Yeah, there's that one. Which that one was unfortunate because that was one of those traps where the guy rigged it. So even though he paid the price, he still died because it was an unbeatable trap.
Jeez. I need to watch more of these stuff. I need to get like a list down and just watch it. Cause it's not like, I don't know. When I was younger, I didn't want to watch them cause it scared me, but now it's like not that big of a deal.
That was me. When I got into horror movies like when high school started, and since all of us are such big film buffs, I'm like, now that I finally got the balls to watch horror movies, I was like, I've missed out on like a whole genre of films for like most of my life. I need to catch up.
Yeah, I know. I just have never gotten around to it. I just watch other stuff.
I was going to talk about Jigsaw when we were talking about slashers, but Jigsaw is not really a slasher. John Kramer, he's not, like, he doesn't, he himself doesn't go around and kill people. He puts them in situations.
It's definitely an interesting one, though.
Yeah, no, I agree, because, like, he, in his mind, thinks he's not evil. Like, he thinks he's doing, like, he thinks he's helping people. He thinks
he's the hero.
Yeah, so that's, it's cool. Even though he's, spoiler, he dies by, like, the third one. So there's, like, five movies where it's not even him. What are some other good horror franchises? You guys ever see Final Destination?
Uh-uh.
I remember Camden talking about that one.
There's some elaborate deaths in that, because, like, the villain is death itself, like, the entity, like, killing people because they escape death. Mm-hmm. So death wants its souls back, so there's, like, elaborate ways death comes up with killing people.
Interesting. I don't think I've ever heard of that.
We can move on to best classic horror movies, so anything from, like, the 90s, 80s. Wow, saying 90s, that makes us seem young. But 90s, 80s, 70s, 60s.
Scary Movie 1.
Scary Movie 1 works if you really want to go there.
'80s horror movies.
We just, and yeah, I mean, 80s is a classic, so if you want to say the original Friday, even though the original Friday is not the best Friday.
Not the original.
Most people say the final chapter, part 4, is the best.
Part 4 is amazing. Part 6 is amazing. I honestly like part 7, too, even though people aren't the biggest fan of that one. Part 8's not terrible. A lot of the later ones are typically better. Like,
man, how many parts are in this franchise?
There's 12. They have not made a 13th Friday the 13th movie.
There's 1 through 9, and then there's...
That's going to be a big one, though.
Then there's Jason X, and then Freddy vs. Jason.
Okay, so my favorite horror, classic horror movie is kind of cheating, because a lot of people might not associate it with horror, but it's the original Alien.
I count it.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the Alien and Predator movies are a thing. Predator's my favorite slasher, bro. What do you mean?
The Predator's a pretty good slasher. He's, you know, if you're a slasher of somewhat, chances are you're in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. I mean, Jason, Leatherface, Predator, and Alien were all in the game together, and then Freddy was in alone.
Dude, wouldn't it be so funny if they put Chucky in Mortal Kombat?
I thought of a funny idea. What if they just decided, you know what, let's just do something fun, and then they made Michael Myers with Chucky riding on his back.
That'd be fun.
Just something goofy like that.
Or like maybe...
Isn't there a character in Mortal Kombat that's kind of like that? Like a big guy with a little person on his back?
You could just do an old skin for that.
Ferritor, they're a symbiotic pair thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, so Asher, you got a classic. Are you going to say The Predator? That can be your favorite classic horror movie.
Predator, I mean, if I had to go between Alien and Predator, it's definitely Alien.
What about Jaws.
Jaws, ooh, I watched that when I was a kid, and I haven't watched it since.
Asher's like, and I stopped going in our pool outside.
Yeah, basically, I don't know, it wasn't that bad. I was just like, I think, oh my god, there was one scene from Jaws that like actually scared me. And it was when they were like scuba, it might have been from the second Jaws, actually.
Oh, where they were scuba diving, like, dead body floats up in the boat?
Yeah, that thing.
That's the first one. That was like a scare.
That one, like, that is still just like an image that's seared in my head. And the scariest movie that I've ever seen was a trailer for a movie that I never saw. Boy, and I'm telling you, I jumped into my bed for years. Like, until, I watched this when I was 4. And I did not stop jumping to my bed to avoid my feet getting grabbed until I was like 12 or 11. You remember
what trailer it was?
It was a trailer. I forget what movie it was.
Do you remember what the jump scare was?
The jump scare, they were like reaching under their bed, and then this big like scarred, like pussy hand. It was like this orange looking thing. It was like orange burnt, like it was just a real gross looking hand, grabbed their hand as they were like reaching under their bed. And you're shouting this voice like, you're next, or something like that. And when I was 4 years old, that was terrifying. I never trusted anywhere near the underside of my bed for years after that. I would literally, like, whenever I was there, I would, like, from a foot from my bed, I would jump into it.
That is,
and I didn't stop doing that till I was 11.
That was something I wanted to talk about, was, like, horror movies when we were little that scared the piss out of us.
Oh, yeah.
What was your guys'?
Okay, so two that I can think of were Signs, which is a who's the guy that makes terrible movies and he always has a twist? He made The Sixth Sense.
Oh, M. Night Shyamalan?
Yeah, it was an M. Night Shyamalan movie with aliens.
Was that the Mel Gibson movie?
Yeah, the Mel Gibson one.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, with the aliens. That scared the piss out of me when I was little. And then I Am Legend with Will Smith.
That scared you?
Yeah, because, like, I think I watched it when I was, like, in first grade or something.
Oh, jeez, yeah, that's not good.
Like, everyone thinks they're zombies, but I'd like to point out they're definitely vampires because they're pale white and they die in the sunlight. So they're not zombies, they're vampire.
I don't think I have any because I wasn't really exposed to horror movies until I was, like, old enough for this to not be a problem.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I pretty much stuck to Star Wars and superheroes only until I was, like, in middle school. So I had virtually no horror exposure until then.
It was a similar thing with, like, Asher that scared me. When I was little, I would just watch cable TV and just, like, trailers for scary movies would come on.
I think it was, like, some movie that we rented from, like, Family Video. It was a trailer. It was a preview for that. I don't know what we were watching, but...
Funny enough, do you guys remember the Hashling Slasher SpongeBob
Jesus
episode?
Christ,
you remember Nosferatu at the end of the episode?
Yeah.
What?
I was terrified of him opening the door and flicking the light switch in my room or something.
I don't remember that episode.
Like 2 years.
Nosferatu.
First time.
Who's flickering the lights?
Nosferatu. I hated that for years. It's funny now, but geez, I hated that for years.
Dude, that is the thing about SpongeBob. You're just like watching a friendly kids cartoon, then there's like shots like that they just fit in,
like,
that are just
like, or the butterfly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That is something I wanted to talk about, was like
one.
Classic horror monsters, you know, your universal monsters, your universal,
like Frankenstein,
Dracula, like Creature from the Black Lagoon, Invisible Man, The Mummy.
Before we do that, if we're gonna talk about like kid series that had unnecessarily scary moments,
yeah,
Courage the Freaking Cowardly Dog.
Coming, yep.
Yeah.
What was up with that show?
I'm surprised that show like went on as long as it did.
Yeah, I'm surprised there weren't complaints on top of complaints to, was it Nickelodeon that had it?
Cartoon Network.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
They're in the studio like, yeah, this is the scariest thing I've seen in the last decade. Put it on the kids' channel.
Drop it.
Drop it, bro.
Yo, I just pissed my pants. Let's drop it to 5-year-olds. I've just forgot that when we were talking about classic horror movies, we didn't talk about Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah. I never really considered that a horror movie, though.
You know, just
a
Halloween movie. I mean,
it's more of a Halloween movie, yeah.
Halloween movies, then we could say, like, Hocus Pocus and Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Bill Murray in a horror movie?
Zombieland.
I wouldn't even call that a horror movie because it's a comedy. It's like a horror comedy.
Yeah.
It's like Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah. Or like I would consider it not to be a horror movie, but more of a comedy.
Really? Yeah, that one's more horror-ish.
Yeah.
That one's not super laughy funny. I mean, it's got some moments.
It definitely,
it's not like super laughy funny movie.
Like, I'll give you, because what's his name is in it? Bill.
Finn Wolfhard's character?
No. Yeah, Bill Hader.
Oh, yeah, Bill Hader. Well, I'm talking, like, the first bit. That one, it's just, like, I don't know. Like, I was not that scared. Like, I don't really get a lot of horror elements from that movie. I was just, like, laughing because it was just funny.
I mean,
this didn't happen to me when I was in the theater, but one of my old friends I went and saw the movie with, you remember that projector scene where he jumps out of the projector screen?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my friend got scared so badly, he threw his popcorn bucket. Launched it in the theater.
Dude. I remember going to see that movie
awesome.
Night. Jesus, I remember. Because, you know, like, everyone was talking about that movie when it was coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so, it's opening night. We were 16 at the time. We were 16 at the time in a horror movie, 17. So, I was 1 year shy. And me and my friend Logan, you guys know Logan Richmond.
Oh, yeah.
Me and my friend Logan, we're like, we're going to go see this movie. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, what if they, like, ask for IDs or something? He's like, bro, that never happens. They were so effing ready. Every, like, not like when you walk into the building itself, but every, like theater, like, you know, the separate theaters.
Yeah.
Everyone had a cop waiting to check your ID.
What theater did you go to?
The Carmike right next to, you know, us. Like,
Colbert. I think my parents just got us in because I know we got in on all we
so,
got in fine.
Like, I was freaking out because, like, my dad got us the tickets, but then he left. But then, like, the cops were checking every person. And so we just, like, tapped the older couple in front of us and say, we're with you. And they're like, yeah, you're with us.
Oh, my God.
So I was freaking out because literally, like, they imagine that they have to have, like, cops staked out at every single entrance.
Imagine caring that much about 16-year-olds watching it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, a kid's arm gets bit off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a way to start a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, we have these family friends, and that one of their youngest kids, he's like, I want to say maybe 5 or 6. When he was like a couple of years ago, he actually like tried to watch it. He grabbed their iPad, snuck over behind a couch when everyone was like asleep or something. And they woke up because he screamed, and all he was like screaming bloody murder and everything. Like, he was so scared, and all he got to was just the kid's arm getting bit off.
If I watched that scene when I was 5, I could forget it. Forget it.
I'm never going to hear it again.
Like, all the teeth and stuff. Oh, I can imagine. That's got to be scarring.
Yeah, I would never go out on a rainy day. I would not even look in the general direction of a sewer grate for
I would avoid any curb.
Have you guys seen the one video of like the it clown in the sewer grate, and the guy's like, yo, what the hell? And he's just in there, he's like, you want some penis enlargement?
Yeah. God, that's the funniest thing. I saw a meme actually with that, and it was Mac from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, like trying to fit through a sewer grate, and he's like, I would come down there with you, but it appears my muscles are too big and I cannot fit through.
I think I remember that episode. They were trying to make a movie. They were trying to get a movie. They all ended up in the sewer somehow.
Okay, so favorite Universal classic movie monster.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Harry, you go first.
What
is in here?
Creature from the Black Lagoon.
I guess I'll go Dracula.
Dracula, because he scared the piss out of you.
Basically.
I've always been a werewolf guy, so definitely, like, Wolfman.
Yeah. I think they're making a new Wolfman movie.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Remember that new, like, that Frankenstein movie they made?
With freaking Tom Cruise?
Yeah, where he was, like, an action hero kind of thing.
Oh, wait, that was The Mummy.
That was The Mummy.
Frankenstein was I, Frankenstein. Was it with... I think I, Frankenstein, yeah, because he, like, fought demons and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, who was the Frankenstein of them?
It had the guy that played Two-Face.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I, Frankenstein.
It was like sexy Frankenstein because he had abs.
Yep.
It abs and long flowing locks.
No, he had a buzz cut, but
he had a buzz cut. Oh, I could have sworn he had.
Since he had a few scars and stuff on his abs, he was a scarred monster, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you know. He just had a couple, like, makeup lines down his face, and he was, like, a piece together, just abomination.
It's like how in the Twilight movies, instead of burning in the sunlight, they twinkle.
Best horror change I've ever seen, not gonna lie.
In the original movie, when Edward reveals that, he's like, look at us, we're disgusting in the sunlight, and he just sparkles.
Actually sparkling.
Yeah, like but yeah, so classic horror. Okay. Does anyone have a favorite modern horror movie?
Hereditary. That movie actually, you know, it actually lingered with me.
Speaking of Hereditary,
I didn't forget about it as soon as I watched it.
Asher, have you seen Midsommar?
Midsommar? No, I haven't. I heard it's a trip though.
You need to watch Midsommar.
Nice. The only modern one that I've seen that I've actually really liked was The Ritual.
Yeah, it's a good one. Netflix has some good horror movies.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising. But The Ritual, like, I just love the creature design, but we'll get into that later.
Oh, yeah, with our favorite movie monsters. Yeah, we'll do that. I'll say, since it's the thing that got me back into, like, not back into, like, watching horror, was The Conjuring, the first one.
The Conjuring?
Yeah, the first two are really good. The third one, it's okay. It just came out recently. The third one's kind of meh, which is a shame because the first two are really great.
I like the third one. I thought it was still pretty good, but I get why people aren't necessarily too fond of it.
Yeah, I've never really gotten into those, like, supernatural sort of movies.
Those are the ones that scare me. I mean, I also, strangely enough, even though everyone hates them, I love found footage horror movies. I don't know why. I don't
found want... footage horror movies?
Yeah, like, I love Blair
Witch. I just wish they were a little more interesting at times.
That's true. I mean, most of it is just, like...
This yeah, is shaky cam, or just, like, people talking about random crap. With really badly written banter.
Yeah, like, I like the first Cloverfield, even though it's not technically horror. I don't know. It's a movie monster. I like the Paranormal Activity movies, even though the scariest things that happen in that movie is, like, a cup falls over.
The door closes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Someone's blanket gets tugged, and it's like, ah! Oh, no!
They just, like, have, like, a really loud piano chord, like, and it's
that's the thing. What I've learned as I grew up is, like, when I was little, and I'm sure most of us when we were little, is to make things less scary, we closed our eyes and covered our eyes, but it's the sound, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, if you don't hear what's going on, that's what eliminates the scariness. Like, if you just can't hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the best thing in horror is the scores.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, jump scares are a nice tool, but, you know, when it's a jump scare fest, it's kind of cheap.
I don't like movies that completely rely on jump scares. That's why I don't like A Quiet Place.
That's fair.
It just completely relies on jump scares.
I'm a fan of jump scares if the jump scared thing is effective. Like, if it's actually something, like, that sticks with it, it's scary. But if it's, like, the cat jumped out of the cabinet, I'm just going to be like,
the cat
Yeah, no, I think The Quiet Place was really effective, though, personally, because I think it felt like it was just jump scares because any noise that happened in that movie was probably going to make you jump a little bit because it was such a quiet movie. Like, if someone was eating popcorn in the theater, you would hear it.
Yeah, I saw the first one in a busy downtown Chicago theater, like, the day before I went to Chicago Comic Con. It was an event because, like, everyone was just like, shut the f*** up.
Yeah, no, it was crazy. I think the best tool that I've seen, like, in horror movies is suspense. When it's just, you have that feeling of dread that something bad is going to happen.
I also think showing less is more is a good thing with horror.
And that's where suspense comes. That's why it's so effective in those sort of situations, because you don't know what it is, what it's going to be. That's why The Ritual was so good for me, because the entire time I'm sitting there like, what's going to happen? How are they going to get out of this? You just had that feeling of dread up until they introduce, like, a different concept. I don't really want to spoil the movie because I think people should watch it. But, yeah, I don't know. It was like you have that feeling of dread the entire movie up until a certain moment happens, and then it's kind of gone for the rest of it.
Yeah, that's why I like Blair Witch as well, because that's that similar feeling of dread. I guess just people out in the woods getting killed.
Yeah, getting off one by one by something you can't see. That'll definitely have that effect.
Another recent horror movie I want to talk about that actually just came out this year is Malignant. Oh, it's so good. I haven't seen it yet. It's on HBO Max. It came out like...
What's it about again?
If I tell you, it spoils it and that ruins it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So like the trailer...
What do you see, like, the trailers?
The trailers do such a bad job. Don't watch the trailers because they advertise a completely different movie. Because if they show you what the movie's actually about, it will spoil it.
Hmm.
Okay, I'll have to watch it.
Like, you can watch the trailers. It doesn't, like, ruin the movie. I'm just telling you, like, this movie seems generic and boring from the trailers. But, like, when you actually watch the movie and, like, the twists are revealed and stuff, it's like, that's freaking awesome.
Describe the original premise in two words.
Like, from the trailers? Or, like, just
what
the...
from, like, from what to expect. Just so I know, like, the genre, like, what's happening. A little bit. Not the twists.
It's a murder mystery.
Okay, that doesn't... I'll just have to watch.
It's a demon-possessing murder mystery.
Okay, that one definitely narrows it down more.
You say two words.
Four words, two words, this is whatever. Just doubled it a little bit. It's cool.
We can talk about best movie monsters. Like, not like your universal ones, but like your creatures.
Godzilla count.
Godzilla count.
Then that's my favorite.
Okay.
Godzilla is pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Xenomorph.
The Ritual Monster.
The Predator Xenomorphs.
Oh, Xenomorphs are super good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the Xenomorphs.
The Thing. You gotta talk about The Thing, even though it doesn't have, like, an actual...
Among Us!
Among Us.
Guys, they made a movie about Among Us.
Yeah, I'm more of a fan of, like, I think the Quiet Place aliens are pretty cool.
Yeah, I think they, if they showed less of them, it would have worked better.
Yeah. I prefer practical monsters over CGI bland monsters.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Next thing, horror comic book characters.
Ghost Rider's
a good one.
Ghost Rider's definitely my favorite.
I wasn't sure if I was going to include Ghost Rider, but definitely, yeah.
Ghost Rider, Hellboy is a good one.
Spawn is amazing.
Hellboy's my favorite.
Yeah, Venom, I would even say Venom works because it's a parasite. It's an alien symbiote.
Horror.
Constantine.
I don't know if you guys heard me say Spawn or not.
Yeah, Spawn. Yeah, Spawn's a good
Spawn,
one.
Spawn, nice. Yeah, he is a being from hell, so.
Spawn has a really good story.
Blade's a good one.
Yeah, he counts.
That's
cool.
Yeah.
Batman.
Constantine. Yeah, Batman.
Yeah, Batman, because he's just everything.
Constantine's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Constantine's one of my favorite DC heroes.
Yeah, I mean, he's a demonologist, so I think that counts as...
Yeah.
Oh, he has more of that horror...
Etrigan.
Grifter. Black Adam.
His name is comic.
Vision.
I definitely think DC has more like horror characters, would you say, than Marvel does?
Yeah.
Swamp Thing.
DC has a darker aesthetic than Marvel does, so naturally it probably does have more horror type characters.
Big Wheel.
Trigon.
Trigon, that's
Raven,
a good one.
Raven, yeah.
Raven and Trigon, yeah. If there's one like horror movie character you want to see brought to the big screen, who is it?
Like again? Or
from like DC or Marvel?
Yeah, or Image, you know, if you want to say Spawn or Hellboy.
Ghost Rider and Spawn.
Just right. So Johnny Bull or Ronnie, Robbie.
Johnny, okay. But I wouldn't mind Robbie either. Robbie's cool too.
I'm trying to think about one that they haven't brought to the big screen already.
Yeah, I mean Constantine they did a while ago with Keanu Reeves, but like a newer,
a more comic accurate Constantine movie could be appreciated.
A dark Justice League Dark movie, of course, that they've been working on for a while would be good.
I would just prefer just a Constantine movie.
Yeah.
I don't know about Justice League Dark. I don't really want it to be a whole team-up thing, because if I then take away from his whole like vibe.
I mean, is Constantine like the only member of the Justice League Dark that can get a solo movie? Can you think of anyone else that deserves a solo movie?
I don't know if I could see an Etrigan solo movie.
No, because he only speaks in like riddles.
He speaks in rhymes, and I think that would make for a great main character.
By like 4 minutes in, I would be like, this is annoying. I'm like...
Every sentence he says is a rhyme.
I don't know. I mean, I guess you could do, like, a Zatanna one.
Yeah. I can see that.
Zatanna's Batman on the Justice League Dark, so Batman.
Yeah, Batman's part of every team because he just... Is,
you know,
that was dumb.
I think Batman's the scariest DC character.
Because he's in everything and it's scary.
Yeah, scared of him.
That is a weird thing that, like, the first Justice League Dark animated movie they made a few years back, they decided to make Batman the main character.
Yeah, and there's this one stupid part I remember where, like, there were ghosts, like, flying around and they got scared of Batman.
Yeah.
But, like, weren't scared of Constantine or Etrigan or, you know, ones that can
Batman actually... said boo and they jumped.
But no, Batman's scary.
Yeah, I definitely think you could do, like, a more, like, try it. I mean, like, the CW Constantine, he does a good Constantine, but, like, I don't know. A movie Constantine would be good, a new one.
Yeah, just a good, like, I think Constantine would just make for a good horror movie, like.
Holler on.
Asher, did you hear that? They're going to cast Ezra Miller as Constantine.
Who is Constantine?
They're going to cast Ezra Miller or Tom Holland. It has to be one
Hear me out. Hear me out. Johnny Depp Constantine.
Yes.
Okay, I honestly would not even be mad. I wouldn't be mad about that.
Like,
Timothy Chalamet Constantine.
It would
Yeah, Constantine.
Amber Heard Constantine.
Oh, no.
Get it? Because she's one of the demons from hell.
Well, all I got to do is roll the dice. Who's all on the die? It's Tom Holland, Zendaya, Timothy.
Chris Pratt.
Chalamet. I don't know how to say his name. I don't want to butcher it.
Are you just doing the Dune cast?
Well, plus Tom Holland, because it seems like the three of them are in, like, everything.
I would say Chris Pratt, too, because Mario now. Chris Pratt is Constantine.
It's-a me.
Right. See which actor we get.
Jack Black is Constantine.
Charlie from Always Sunny is Constantine.
Oh, yeah, I actually wouldn't even be mad about that one.
That would be an interesting Constantine. It would be Constantine, but, like, constantly on Adderall.
Steve Carell, but Michael from The Office, Steve Carell is Constantine.
No, it's Gru.
Yes. With these demons, I'll steal the moon.
I sit on the toilet.
I sit on the toilet.
Is there any horror video games you guys have played? Five Nights at
Freddy's. Friday the 13th.
Among Us.
Oh, yeah. Five Nights at Freddy's, like, unironically, is a fun game. And, like, playing that in VR, it's actually scary.
Yeah, I bet.
I can imagine, dude.
Because that just jump scared the game.
Yeah, it's actually really scary.
Back when it first came out, I watched all the Markiplier videos.
Yeah,
we all did.
And I was like, I would just stay in the comment section because I was too scared to actually watch what was happening on screen.
I played the first one and the second one, but then I didn't like the third one, so I stopped playing after that.
I tried playing Outlast. That game is scary.
That's a really fun game.
Ooh. Have you guys played the Left 4 Dead games?
No. I've watched playthroughs of them.
Never played. I was just wondering if you guys didn't have anything to say on them. It's like, what came to mind?
Call of Duty Zombies is great.
Zombies is a really fun concept.
Always a good time.
Okay. So we're getting to the end. Favorite Halloween candy?
Reese's.
Reese's?
Easily Asher. Reese's.
Halloween candy?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Twix is just my favorite candy.
Twix, that's it, yep. So, like, you know, back in the day, like, you'd trade anything to get a Twix.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I did with Reese's, yep.
I traded my Reese's for anything. Even I would take an Almond Joy for a Reese's.
I would trade you all day long.
Mine is probably, like, it changes a lot, but I really F with Snickers.
Snickers is good.
Because Snickers has, like,
Snickers is best in those little bites, like the mini size.
Yeah, the little ones.
The peanut butter Snickers, though.
I've never tried the
peanut butter. Oh, yeah, those are really
good. No, the peanut, like, the peanuts add the texture, dude.
Right.
It's that crunch.
I also love M&M's because they have so many different, like, ways you can eat
them. The peanut butter M&M's are the best. I just like peanut butter.
The caramel.
If we're doing, like, Halloween candy, Reese's Pieces actually are just so good. Like, better than Reese's.
I don't mind them.
Would you say Reese's Pieces are better than M&M's?
No.
I don't know, man. Maybe. Depends.
Okay, Starburst Sour Patch Kids.
You can't make me choose between those. You
can't do that.
They're on equal footing. They have different pros and cons.
Airhead Skittles.
Skittles.
Sour Skittles. We're saying sour Skittles, sour
Skittles, just because they have more variety.
Sour Skittles are so good.
Maybe I just have a little bit of a bone to pick with Airheads since it took a chunk of my tooth out.
Really?
Yeah, one of my top molars is, like, missing half of it because I had an Airhead one time, and then it just...
Dude,
I remember when I was super young, I accidentally ate a Skittle thinking it was an M&M. Oh. I hated Skittles for a while.
Dude, people that are like, what's your favorite M&M color? I'm like... What's your favorite?
The green
M color.
The purple one.
The purple one.
Okay. Favorite best Halloween costume you've ever done?
I did Transformers and Bumblebee.
That's impressive.
And obvious. And I had a classic Darth Vader costume.
Asher, you might have to go with Milo.
That's what I said, man. Milo Thatch from Atlantis. That was the best. Honestly, my hair's getting, like, long enough. I could probably do it again this year, but I think I'm going to do Sea Captain.
Asher, did you ever post your Milo on anything?
Oh, I did not post on anything, but I can send a picture to Geller.
Have you seen the Atlantis movie?
I don't think so.
Here, this is what the guy looks like. So, you know, you just...
What the character looks like.
Oh, yeah, that, I could see that.
Yeah.
I think I've seen that guy before.
Yo, did someone put him in Fortnite?
Yo.
Anyway, my best Halloween costume would probably be my roommate RJ and I when we were little, when is Naked and Afraid.
Naked and Afraid.
Bought naked suits.
Oh.
Like, we bought, like, you know, body morph suits.
Yeah.
We bought the skin-colored ones. Oh, boy. And then we, like, put, like, censored, like, stuff over our private parts.
Oh, boy.
He was the girl. I was the guy. So he wore his mom's bra under the thing and stuffed it with socks. Had a on. Gosh. It was very popular that year. The year before, I went as nothing because I went as John Cena. So okay. I was just invisible. Yeah, you know, people were like, "Oh, did someone knock on my door?"
No, it was John Cena.
John Cena. Does that bring us to the end of our normal stuff? Do we want to talk about? I think we should do.
We can do a battle.
I think we should do a battle,
Jason.
I do have one thing for you guys.
That's
candy corn. Yay or nay?
Yes.
Is it though? Huh?
Yeah, candy corn, yay or nay.
Yes. Yay. All day.
Candy corn is good. People like candy crack though. Yeah. So much.
Sugar.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, let's do a death a Thunderdome.
Apparently Jason versus Michael is actually like
no, it's not because Jason
would win
yeah, so fast.
Don't get me wrong, Jason would destroy him, but people were debating that Michael would win, but I keep telling them no.
Let's do...
Michael's a deer, Jason's a zombie.
I have a good one.
All right, what is it?
Predator versus Jason.
Who, where are they, and who's going after
They're
who
in
first?
The woods of Crystal Lake.
They're the woods of Crystal
Lake. So, you know,
is Predator coming from space hunting Jason?
Yeah.
Does Jason know he's coming?
Yeah. So he's, like, up in the trees. He has the tree advantage.
Is he hiding? Or is he,
well,
like,
he's hunting.
Or is he, like, jumping out, taking off the mask, and roaring at him?
I mean... He's going to hunt it first, but eventually Jason will probably, like, scrap brawl.
Because I'm assuming it all depends on if the plasma cannon is going to work or not.
I was going to say, if the plasma cannon works, he just hits him in the head, his head explodes. Yeah. That's the end of the fight.
It all depends on how strong the plasma cannon is.
Let's say
Jason
can fight, Jason would end up winning. But then again, Predator is highly skilled and has a lot of tech. But it depends on...
Yeah.
I think Jason has a chance, but...
I don't know. I mean, can Jason die, though? That's my thing. Because is he like a zombie or something?
Resurrected, because he dies.
Yeah, he's
but then
died
he gets,
before.
Then he gets just brought back. So he's killable.
Well, if he can't die, then I guess I'd give it to Predator.
My bias wants to say Jason, but I feel like Predator has a couple more logical chances. But Jason's not out of it. He has a chance.
And then let's do two comic book characters. Let's do... Ghost Rider
Spawn
versus Spawn.
I was just about to say that. Ghost Rider versus Spawn. Ghost Rider.
Wait, who can help me?
I was gonna say
Ghost Rider. Penance
everyone brings
him,
up the
over.
Penance stare because, like, yeah. If you just and Spawn probably has a lot of sins, right?
Yeah, as soon as he hits him with that, it's over. So, and then it's Chain Whip versus chains coming out of his back.
They would just both bring each other to hell.
Yeah, I feel like once they get into close quarters, Ghost Rider would take it. But Spawn would at least put up a fight.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Constantine.
I don't know too much.
Constantine and Hellboy?
Yeah.
I don't
know too much about this one.
I think Hellboy, like, since he's actually, like, more or less, like, I don't want to say the Antichrist, but, like, Hellboy's, like, the bringer of the end of the world. Like, that
I
was
just... I don't think it's Constantine, bro. His specialty is in facing demons.
I'm going to pick Hellboy because when his horns get, like, the fully long and he, like he his original purpose was sent by the devil to destroy the world.
But I'm going to go more with Asher on this one and that Constantine specializes in demon hunting. So, yeah, I'm going to give it to him just because I feel like he...
I think I would give it to Constantine.
Magic of the
I
devil.
Like Hellboy, but I also need to research more into Hellboy stuff. I just really like Mike Mignola's art.
Yeah, I like the Guillermo... Mel Del Toro was better than the newer Hellboy movie.
Oh, the newer Hellboy movie is pretty bad. Never saw it, but I know enough about it.
David Harbour playing?
Yeah, David Harbour's a good pick for Hellboy. I think he does a good Hellboy. The movie itself just kind of... I mean, it's
the way he was done.
It's more comic accurate, but...
It's good.
Is that the end of... Does anyone want to say what we're going for Halloween this year, if anything?
I don't think I'm going as anything this year.
Among Us.
What?
Squid Game.
Inflatable Among Us.
Jeez, dude.
I was going to go with Casey Jones, so I just have a Casey Jones costume sitting in my closet.
Yeah, I think I'm doing a sea captain.
Sea captain, there you go. Going to sing some shanties for us.
You going to sing some sea shanties and play Among Us?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'll definitely be singing those sea shanties.
Hell yeah. But
wear like a blue turtleneck and a little sailor cap.
That'd be pretty
cool.
Get a tattoo. Maybe
yeah, a pipe.
A steering wheel tattoo really on drunk. Your forearm.
Or make it a slutty sea captain outfit, and I'm wearing the blue sweater with the pipe and hat, but I'm just wearing a thong.
Please, I mean, what? I mean, please. I mean, I think that'll
maybe
do.
Maybe cut, like, a little bit of a hole in it, like Power Girl in DC.
Just because it's 8 o'clock now as we're filming this, and Geller and I want to grab food before the dining hall's closed in a half hour.
Out there.
So I think we're that'll do us for our first annual Harold's Halloween spooky spectacular.
That's what we love to see. Maybe Will join us for the next one.
Hopefully
we'll
join us for the next one.
What is the next one?
What will be the next one? It can't be Eternals just yet. That'll be the week after, so we'll have to discuss.
Oh, I'm talking about the next Halloween special, but
yeah, we'll have to get Will a horror
Hopefully
fan.
Hopefully Will joins. Soon. We'll show him a couple horror movies. I know he's not a big horror guy.
Yeah, Ash will work on that.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, I need to watch horror movies myself, but...
Stay geeky. Thanks for listening.
Yep. Stay geeky.